You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
So Yahweh designed man to be attracted to woman and woman to be attracted to man. And this is my issue with immodesty. You know, it says in the scriptures, I will not look at any unholy thing, he says in the scriptures, David says. And that was before he committed sin with Bathsheba. So he said that, I will not let any unholy thing come before my eyes. And then here he is looking out his window, and he sees an immoral woman. He sees a woman in her nakedness. And look at what he does. He not only does he lust after her emotionally in his mind, but he goes out and he physically takes the act and does it because he had the power to do so. Men should not be looking at immodest women. Men were designed to lust, or not lust isn't a good word. Men were designed to desire women. That's how men were designed, right? But the only man a woman should be seeing undressed is his wife. But the problem is women are walking around dressed naked pretty much, and men are lusting after everyone. Now that's not an excuse for men to be allowed to do that. However, this is a warning. The Bible says the enemy is going around looking to devour us. He's put all these immodest women in front of us. Men, it's a sad thing, but we have to turn our eyes away from the world and stop looking at these things. And men and women were designed in a certain way, and other ministries don't talk about this, but I believe it's the essential issue that we have today when it comes to many of the curses in our lives. Women were designed to be protected. Women designed to have a protector. So men were designed to be attractive with their eyes to a naked woman, which is the only woman they should be seeing naked is their wife, not the world. But because the world dresses naked, men need to cover, do a better job covering their eyes. But women are designed to be protected. Even if they want to be their little feminist and they're all spoken that they want to be in control and everything else, women have that design in them to have a protector. And when we look at the means of survival today, you know, if the physical culture where it was just people beating up everybody, they're going to go for the people with the most power, the men with the biggest muscles and the men with the most guns. That's where the women are going to be naturally want to go to, because these are protectors. But in today's society, the way it's set up, it's all about money. Some women are gravitating towards or seeking protectors or men with money. But they're looking at they're looking just like men shouldn't be looking at immodest women. Women shouldn't be looking at other protectors. They should be focused on their husband and what their husband can provide them with, and not looking at what other men can provide them with. Because the natural way we're designed today, women, they just want to be more protected. But if they're not looking at what other men have and they're focusing only on what their husband has, they're going to be fine. They're going to stay right there. But when you get a woman that's struggling with money, where the man is struggling to survive the family, and then a millionaire comes and starts showing some interest in that woman, oftentimes women will leave because that man is able to better protect her. Or provide for her, if you want to use that word. Same thing with men. If men just focus on their wife, they're not looking at like all these other naked women in the world. Well, that woman might have a better figure than my wife. But if they're only looking at their wife has the best figure. And the way that Yahweh wanted it to be when he covered Adam and Eve with the clothes was that a man wasn't going to see anyone other than his wife naked. But the devil, the enemy, Satan, has made women walking around naked. Literally walking around naked. So men, we have to take responsibility and combat that and go against that. And we do need to cover our eyes. We do need to be careful where we're going to go and where we're walking. So, you know, we need to be careful because we were designed to be attracted to a naked body. That's how men were designed. You know, all these ones, well, men, you know, they shouldn't be looking, whatever. Stop dressing like that then, or not dressing. You know, so men, do your best to cover your eyes. You know, especially when you're in certain environments that for some reason you have to go there or not go there. Because we know, and I won't call it a weakness. I'm not going to call it a weakness. I'm going to call it how we were designed. The issue is women were walking around naked. That's the problem we got today. So men, take responsibility and overcome the devil's weapon that he's trying to use against us. And women, the same thing. Stop looking at what other men can provide, what other men have, and stop dreaming about, well, if my man had this and I'd have a bigger house and all this stuff. Be happy with what you got. And so all this is so important when we're getting into a relationship. You know, we do it with wisdom, with Yah's permission, and with Yah's wisdom. You know, when Yeshua said, don't even look at a woman with lust. Well, if everyone was dressed appropriately, men wouldn't be looking at women with lust. But women aren't dressing appropriately. Women are dressing immodest, and that's creating problems. That's the issue. The issue isn't men are looking, men were designed to look at nakedness. The issue is women dressing immodestly. And people say, well, that's putting the blame on women. Exactly. Because if women were dressed modestly, men wouldn't be lusting over you. And men take responsibility. The other thing I'm going to say is I don't understand women. I'm not a woman. But I can only imagine the struggle that they have finding a good protector and being content with a not such good protector. But I can say this, that the hardest struggle for a man in this world, and I'm not speaking for every man, every person, in every situation, but I'm talking about the way men are designed, is to make it through the day without focusing on or looking at things they shouldn't be looking at from the design of man. It's Every Man's Battle is an excellent book, and I want every man to get this and understand this. You know, and I'm not saying, and by any means, I'm not saying that every time a man looks at an immodest dressed woman, he's lusting after that. I am not saying that, because that is not true at all. That is not true. But somebody made the comment that men shouldn't look on purpose. And I think if women only understood the struggle because of the natural way we were designed, that's an ignorant statement. You know, and, you know, the same thing with women. Men don't understand women. Women shouldn't be looking or just thinking about having a provider and stuff. You know, remember, we got to understand design, we got to understand nature, and we got to understand the enemy. You know, so, you know, David was a great example. Joseph. So one of the most heroic acts in all of Scripture, when Joseph, as a young man, was seduced by Potiphar's wife. Now, I don't know how she looked, but he just ran. He just ran. Joseph, that's one of the most powerful acts in Scripture. You know, he just ran. He didn't stay. He just ran. And I can only imagine or think that she wasn't very attractive, but in a case like that, it'd be much more of a challenge if she was. So it's not an excuse, folks, but some women know men's nature, so they purposely dress immodestly, especially women that are looking to get married. They'll find out, that's how they get men. They'll dress immodestly to get the men to look. But, you know, they use it in a wrong way, let's say. Again, women, young girls, all the women married, the only man that should be seeing your body in a certain way is your spouse after you're married, not before. I want to just continue what I was talking about a few days ago in my video about modesty being, or immodesty being, one of the biggest forms of manipulation, because so many people need to hear this. And I was going to do a separate video on this, but since you're already here, I figured I'd do this now. So we looked at the immodestly dressed woman as being one of the ways the enemy deceives people and deceives women into thinking they're not pretty enough. They need to compete with the world for the things of this world. And then also for the men that who are designed to see their wife naked, that they have to look at other women that are naked in the battle that they go through daily, every man's battle. So I lift that up to every to Yahweh. But the deception by the media and the news and so on to make women believe they need to compete with each other, or even women that innocently will dress a certain way. And I say innocently because it's not their desire to go out there and be attracted or attracting men sometimes, because some women know this and it is completely their desire to do that. But many women are deceived, and through the competition and the deception of the world, to do certain things that will attract the man. So it's not just complete nakedness. And I want to clarify these statements, because nakedness is just complete nakedness. But according to the scriptures, according to the design of Yahweh, it's not just nakedness, it's the shape of the body. So wearing skin-tight clothes might not be naked, but it's still naked. You see, men are attracted to certain parts of a woman, and the designers know how to make those parts of the body reveal. And I'm here to tell you all today, private parts are called private parts for a reason. And the advertising companies today will be the antithesis to that. And they try to reveal what Yahweh wants us to hide. And it shouldn't be that way. Low-cut shirts with arrows, shirts with subliminal messages, tight clothing. All these things fall into the category of nakedness. All of these things are... A man should only see his wife in these clothes, and then in the position, the high heels put the body and so on, making the backside stick out and the chest stick out. Only these positions should be seen by the wife. But the man was designed to see this and be attracted to this and create babies. This is the way we were designed by our creator. If you believe in creation, you have to understand he put in man and he put in woman a desire to procreate. And he's given us the signs to do so. We look at the animals in nature who do not communicate verbally with a human language, but they still know when one is in heat and one is mating and how to make that happen. You look at a cat and dogs and how they seem to find the right opposite sex to mate at the right time to have babies without any education or anything else, because they have a natural built design and they have ways to show when this is happening. And we look at the industry today that I believe that knows what's going on, because this is a world that's run and controlled often by the enemy, and he makes women innocently or purposely do these things. And I want to remind everybody right now, ladies, it is not, your intent does not cancel out your appearance. I'm going to say that again. Your intent does not cancel out your appearance. You might have the purest heart. You might have no desire to attract men. You might not want anyone to look at you, but your intent doesn't cancel out your appearance if you're doing that. And you might say, I don't wear tight clothes, I don't wear revealing clothes, so you must not be talking to me. But I want to tell you that the face paint is one of the biggest deceptions out there in today's world. And the way that the fake up is used today to make a woman appear like she's in heat and is literally putting a sign on top of your head saying, "Here I am. Here I am, men. I'm in heat. I want a baby. So come lay with me." And this is the design that the advertising companies are doing, and the people are doing, and the makeup companies are doing. They're making your face look in a way, and they're also using certain scents and smells to make your body smell, and they're making all this in a way that's going to attract the male for that mating process. So when you're doing things that can only happen only once a month, can a woman's face and body appear a certain way to attract the male. And during that time of procreating a baby, a woman's face takes on certain features, and a body takes on certain features, and only her husband should be seeing that. Only her husband should be seeing that at that special time that Yah created for a husband and wife. And just in that process where the eyes get wide open and the lips get bigger and the cheeks get more plush, it's the only time and where that attraction is at its highest for the male, and that's where the procreation right there happens. And it's a beautiful plan by Yahweh. The enemy has these women. You know, a woman can only get conceived only 2 or 3 days out of the month. But a woman has the makeup companies and the fake up companies and all the paint facing companies have mimicked this. So they have all these naked women with these lustful images or these mating images on their face and the expressions and the makeup. Like I said, they might as well have a sign wrapped around their body saying, "Men, here I am. Take me. I'm ready to mate with you." And this is what's happening out there today. And the challenge for men, it becomes worse and worse and worse. You know, a lot of people today want to talk about transgender and men dressing as women and all this other stuff. I mean, it's bad enough you can't even identify the average woman without fake up versus with fake up. But now you can't even identify a male because the fake up has changed them so much. That's powerful. And if you don't think the design of the fake up paint, face painting companies have changed the image of you and your daughters and the mothers out there and the women out there, just think about that for a moment. A man could put on certain clothes and put on certain face paint and appear not only as a woman, but a woman who's in heat, a woman who's immodest, and will attract a man. You talk about confusion. You talk about this crazy backwards world we live in. This is why it's so important for men to understand the enemy is prowling like an animal looking to destroy. And we must protect our eyes and have only eyes for our spouse and to not have a wandering eye so we don't get ourselves in a situation we can't get out of, a situation that goes against our natural design because the enemy knows how to get to us. So you have women with a good intention creating this big problem, and you have men that struggle with this daily battle, and then we get into this big issue. And all the scents and we see the cartoons in the old days when it was a hungry dog, and then there was somebody maybe barbecuing a steak and you see the smoke smell, like a little cartoon going across, and the dog's nose, and the dog was just, their eyes get all red, and then they just like float towards that smell. You don't think the perfume companies and all these other companies know that? You don't understand that the advertising companies work off the scents of the body and how that works. And you see this and you see what's going on, and I'm telling you, the real weapon of destruction are not these big nuclear bombs and everything else. The real weapons of destruction is an immodestly dressed woman with her high heels and red lipstick. That's the real weapons of mass destruction, because more men, more powerful men, more men who are trying to be men in this world have been brought down from their power, have been brought down from the grace that Yaz has bestowed them with, by falling victim to these immoral ways of the enemy. So we need to be aware of these things. We need to be aware of these things. You know, ladies, if all these men are looking at you and they're following you on social media, you know, many of them don't even know you and they're following you on social media. You got thousands and thousands of followers. They're not following you because they like what you're saying. Don't deceive yourselves. Look at the pictures you're posting for social media and think about how many followers you have. I could say the same exact thing in a video that a certain woman dressed immodestly with face paint can say, and she'll have millions more subscribers than I would because of her image, not because what the message is. So think about that. And men, when you watch your wandering eyes and you're trying to be righteous and so on, be careful what you let come across your computer screen. Be careful on social media what you're looking at. And don't deceive yourself that, oh, you like this message or that message. No. Think about the women and what they're doing. Don't be subscribing to anyone with an immodest profile picture, because if their profile picture is immodest, you can only imagine how immodest their other pictures are going to be. That's how the enemy gets to you. That's what the enemy does. You know, it's not just in person. The internet is a deceptive thing out there today. You might think, well, I don't look at porn sites, but then you look at that profile pictures of people on the internet that might as well be in a porn, showing every part of their body, and they have that take me, I want sex face, and all this other stuff to compete with all these other women. I'm not blaming women and I'm not blaming men. I'm blaming the enemy. The man has a weak eye and the women have a weak reality of perception of what's happening. But however, some women know exactly what they're doing when they dress up that and they post pictures like that. You know, some of them know and they want the followers and they need the attention. They want the attention. They desire the attention. And just like men are desired to have a design to find out and find, you know, a woman in a certain stage in a life to make a baby with and so on, women are naturally designed to get a certain attention from a man. Now, that man should be her husband. Husband, wake up and give your women, your wives, that attention so they're not seeking it from someone else. But that's what women desire. That's the way they're naturally built, that they have that design and that protection and so on from a man. And if they're getting it from a man in their life, when they're a child, they're getting a special attention in a certain way that's designed from their dad in a caring, loving, protective way. And then later in life from their husbands in a way of a protector and a man who's desiring her in one way. There should be only one man desiring a woman in one way, and that should be the husband. But when they're not getting that love growing up as a little girl from their dad that they should be getting. And when they're not getting that attention from a man, their husband, that they should be getting. Now they feel the desire and the need to go out in the world and get it from everywhere possible. And they love that attention that they get. They absolutely love that attention. And that's real difficult to break. It's really difficult to break. And just as a man is weak in the eyes, a woman is weak in, when it comes to that and that attention, and they start to enjoy it. One of the hardest thing it is to be in today's world is an attractive woman with a nice figure. Because the enemy knows this, and the enemy wants to play onto that and say, oh, well, you know, and then between the man and the weak eyes and the woman desiring attention from where she shouldn't be getting it, and with the weapons of immodesty dressed and the face painting and the scent that's all out there, the different smells and the advertisements to men in this world and the clothing companies that are making these skin tight clothes. It's no wonder why there's so much divorce and adultery in this world today. Many people are just give up their whole lives to this sad situation. So I pray we can overcome this. And I also want to be a bearer of the issue and the problem. I want to be a give you information of the cure of these different things. We need to focus on Yahweh. And women, if you're not getting the attention from a man, whether it's your dad or your husband or any other man, as you're living your daily life, focus on the attention of Yahweh and stay in prayer and pray strong and don't try to compete with this world and lower your standards that are the world standards. You don't need to go there. You're beautiful the way Yahweh created you. He loves you. You're his daughter. And for men out there, don't let your eyes wander. The eyes wander, your senses wander, then everything goes down the drain from there. So be mindful, not only what you look at, but what you don't look at. You know, if you know a certain place or a certain site or a certain thing that stirs up the things that shouldn't be stirred up, your desire, your attention for different women, don't entertain those thoughts. Don't entertain that environment. Stay away from those places. Stay away from those websites. Stay away from those profiles. Thank you for listening. You can get this full teaching on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. We are surrounded by a world that's not our home. We are grounded until it comes our time to go, and our souls are aching with a void that won't be filled till we see our mansion high up on the hill. All the tear-stained pages that fill the stories of our lives will be erased when love lifts up our tired eyes and we see Jesus for the first time face to face. All the pain will fall a million miles.